So how's it going, Rhiannon?
Hi, how are you doing?
Yeah, good. I see you've got a summer cough.
Yeah, it's just a little one.
Right. Okay, so tell us, what's up at the library?
Okay, well, I've got two items today, one for the adults and the other one for the kids. So I'll start off with adults. So we've got a promotion on at the moment called Take Five. Some of you may be familiar with this, but for the rest of you, I will explain it. The idea is that the librarians go to the trouble of bundling together five books on a theme. And the idea of it is that it's quite an eclectic mix of books, so it gives you a chance to stretch your reading habits and go in areas that you might not have gone before. And each time you take out one of those bundles, you go in the draw to win a prize hamper. And this year we have had some extremely generous donations from groups around Waiheke. New Generation and True Blue and Island Coffee and Take Note have all donated towards the hamper, and it's a really amazing prize pack. We'll be putting that together and on display sometime next week. But you can start taking your books, your bundle of five books out now. We started the promotion a couple of days back, and it goes through until the 13th of January.
Oh, fab. And I love this. I'd forgotten about it.
Yeah,
it's great.
Lots
I
of
really,
fun.
Really enjoy it.
Yeah, I think we have almost as much fun putting the bundles together as people do choosing them and reading them. So,
yeah.
And we've had lots of feedback in the past where people have gone, I would never have picked that book up myself, but boy, I really enjoyed it, and it's taken me in a new direction. So it's a great thing to do, and it's also, as I said, an amazing opportunity to win a great prize.
Lovely. And are you, because I remember last year someone let me put a bundle together.
Yeah.
Are you doing that? Or,
oh, that's an idea. No, we haven't generally done that, but I'm sure if you're really keen to put a bundle together, you can come on down and help us out.
Oh, it was just lovely, because I had such a good time thinking of the kinds of things that I like.
Ah, cool.
Yeah, and of course you'll recommend, well, I think it was a mixture of books that I thought I'd like to read and things that I'd read, and then I can't remember what it was. I think it was, I don't know, I think I had a Spanish theme or something.
Oh,
but it was
okay.
Just really, yeah, no, I had a really good time doing that.
Yeah, we come up with all sorts of different themes. You know, it can be about what's in the title or concepts in the book, and it can be things that, you know, like we have a bundle we always put together every year called Pocket Pictures, which
Oh, okay.
Is really tiny books.
Oh, right.
And other ones we do are things like, you know, we might have a song and a dance, and there's a book with a song in the title and four with dance in the title and things like that. So,
lovely.
Yeah, and there's a whole range of topics we pick and put together. So.
I think last year I actually finally read The Hollow Men, which I'd kind of been meaning to read, and it was a collection that had been put together that was called Men, I think.
Mm.
And so it was a mixture of fiction and non-fiction.
Mm, yes, we do that as well.
And yeah, and it was quite a good excuse because it's such a big, thick book.
Uh-huh.
And it's quite political, and I thought, oh God, it's going to be hard work. In fact, it was a really great read.
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah. Nicky Hager, he writes really well.
Okay.
I really like the way he writes. So, yes, good. And what else did you have? Something for kids?
Yes, for the kids, we have started off with Dare to Explore. Some children may remember it from last year, but the program is different this year. It's Dare to Explore New Zealand. So we've got a whole heap of challenges that head you off around the country. And we start off, obviously, with home base, which is the Auckland region. And when it's open for kids from age 5 through to 13, and there's a range of challenges designed to, so there's some easier ones for the younger ones and some harder ones for the older ones. And it's entirely up to the children whether they choose to do just four challenges from the home base set, which gets them their certificate and it gets them entry into the party, which we're going to have on the 2nd of February next year. So hopefully everyone will be back off their holidays and ready for school the following week. So we've got the party on the 2nd of February, the Saturday at 2 o'clock at the Surfdale Hall. That's
lovely.
All the people who complete the program. And to complete, as I said, you only have to do four challenges from the home base set.
Right.
But for the really keen ones, we've actually got a total of 60 challenges.
60? That's
yeah.
Incredible.
And we had quite a lot of kids who did 60 last year who really pushed through and did all of them. So it's up to the children exactly how much they choose to do. So as I said, we start off with home base. If you do your 4 challenges, you become an adventurer. If you do 10, you become a trailblazer. And then after that, you can head off around New Zealand. We've got Geyserland, Wild and Windy, Sunny Sounds, Coast to Coast, and Bottom of the South. Wow. And the challenges are designed to be fun. So there's a whole heap of different kinds of challenges, and they're also, you know, a little bit of around reading and a little bit about the library, but mostly just designed to be really fun to do and give kids things to do over the holidays. And the program is very flexible. You can pick up your pack at the library before you head off on holiday and take it with you, or if you're staying on the island, you can do it all here. And just to give you an idea of some of the challenges from home base, one of them is send your library a postcard. And we actually decided that we'd make that a little bit more interesting. And we've partnered up with Mangere Bridge Library. And they're going to have an activity and get their children to send our library a postcard. And then we're going to encourage Waiheke kids to send postcards back to Mangere Bridge Library. So that they're actually getting to connect up with kids from a different area.
Right. Oh, nice.
Yeah. And
that sounds like the start of a pen pal thing.
Well,
it
could be. You never know. And we've also got an online digital quiz. And we had a lovely one day before yesterday where a young girl brought her friend in to join the library, which was one of the challenges, which was really cool. Yeah, so there's a whole heap of different things. Oh, and the other one that from the home base challenge, we've got a Waiheke special, a home team challenge. And our home team challenge is called Kids Go Wild on Waiheke. And it's an amazing race.
Oh,
so we've got the details of that in at the library if kids want to pick that one up. So to register for Dare to Explore, there are 2 ways to do it. You can either go online and onto the Auckland Library's website, and there's a link on the front page which will take you through to the registration page. And then once you've done that, next time you're in at the library, you can pick up your pack. Or you can just come straight down to the library and we can register you for the program and then give you a pack straight away. So just to repeat, that the program is open for kids aged 5 to 13, and you get, when you come in and pick up your pack, you get a folder, a passport and a guidebook, and it's all the information in there that you need to do to complete the program.
Lovely. And does it cost anything to do?
The whole program is free, so there's no cost, no charge for any of it. The other thing is that we have the party, as I said, on the 2nd of February, but we also have an event on the 9th of January. And on the 9th of January, it's a special day. All the librarians across the whole of the Auckland region are going to be dressing up as their favourite book characters.
Oh, my goodness.
So if you want to find out our favourite book characters, you just need to come along to the library on the 9th of January and see how we've dressed up.
Lovely.
And at 11 o'clock on that day, we've got an event called Waiheke Whiz Kids, where we'll be doing kite making and all sorts of fun stuff like that.
Oh, okay, so at 11 o'clock. Okay.
At 11 o'clock,
That sounds lovely.
But that calendar with those dates and details on it are in the pack when you come to pick it up.
Okay, lovely. Right, well, thank you very much for coming in and telling us about that.
Thank you for having
me. And it's great to hear about the 5 book thing, because I will have to come in and browse about.
Yeah, have fun with it.
Yeah. So thanks a lot.
Okay.
And can you just tell us Christmas opening hours? Because I think people might like to know that.
Ah, yes. Now, the only days we're shut are the stat days. So we're closed on Christmas Day and Boxing Day, and we're closed on New Year's Day and the following day. And obviously, we still don't open on Sundays, but otherwise, we've got normal opening hours.
Okay, right. Well, I think people would be really pleased about that.
Absolutely.
If they're just staying. Well, maybe not the librarians so much. But
no, that's cool. It's great.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's actually our busiest time of year.
Is
over
it?
The summer.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Some libraries in the city empty out over summer, but we seem to almost double, if not triple, our numbers in summer.
Oh, really?
Mm.
Yeah. Okay, well, Rhiannon, thanks so much.
Thank you.
And Merry Christmas to all the librarians.
Merry Christmas to everyone out there.